President, my delegation takes note of the report of the Commission of Human Rights in South Sudan, which gives an overview of the human rights situation in the country, including the main challenges, opportunities, and early warnings about the upcoming period. My delegation at the outset would like to commend excellent cooperation between the South Sudan authorities and human rights mechanisms. This is demonstrated by the 8 missions conducted by the Commission to South Sudan in 2023 and other missions outside the country. My delegation also takes note of efforts by South Sudan to prepare for elections in December 2024 to conclude the political transition and to strengthen transitional justice. However, my delegation notes that there are several human rights difficulties, including continued violence against women due to the situation of residual conflict the country is experiencing. As a country experiencing a conflict situation, Niger understands very well the difficulties faced by the government in protecting the public against abuses due to the very nature of conflict. In this regard, we encourage South Sudan to build upon its cooperation with human rights mechanisms and the international community, and on the international community to support South Sudan in this endeavor. Thank you.